Tonight, the world is watching after President Trump warned this morning a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. The president says the U.S. has a plan to bomb Iran's bridges and power plants beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern if an agreement is not reached to end the war.
Where every power plant in Iran will be out of business, burning, exploding, and never to be used again. I mean, complete demolition.
The Prime Minister of Pakistan, a mediator for negotiations, has asked for a two-week ceasefire and that Trump extend the deadline. On X, he said that diplomatic efforts are progressing steadily, strongly, and powerfully, and called on Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Vice President J.D. Vance is urging Iran to make a deal. Democrats say Trump is on the verge of committing war crimes.
Threatening to eliminate a civilization is comparable to genocide. That's illegal, immoral.
Some Republican senators, including Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, are also concerned about Trump's threats.
I do not want to see us start blowing up civilian infrastructure. I do not want to see that. We are not at war with the Iranian people.
But Tony, those threats are on hold for now because just moments ago, President Trump posted on Truth Social that because Iran has agreed to complete a media and safe opening of the Strait of Hormuz, he agrees to suspend the bombing and attack of Iran for a period of 2 weeks. The president goes on to say that this will be a double-sided ceasefire. So with less than 2 hours left until that 8 p.m. deadline, the president announcing that for now, the attacks are on hold, and there will be more time to try to sort out a permanent deal.